Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
Latest label trend.
Third World. Hey, Mike.
ATL, what it is.
I'm back, baby.
Let me know. Hey. He know. He know.
Bitches follow me like an escort. Black ports, niggas high resorts. My briefs all stout like a passport. My whole team eating niggas pass the pork. And I'm used to circulate like a passport. This here call for a celebration. You need to get some other niggas out the hate. See, that's the real reason why they always caving. Like an old ass roof that lost its maintenance. I never crack like an old pavement. My sense to keep bottles like a pack of soul. When I flash the dough, this cash will flow. Nigga, ask your
hoe. I'm something like a visa card. I'm everywhere they wanna be. Obviously, be the hottest thing, popping 98 degrees. Stay getting money, nigga, slot machine. Yo, mad ass niggas up under me. Get off of me. Cause I'm wiping fears, like swap them out, call block. Yo, bitch, money, my rent money. Return that nigga, red box.
Edition of Hype Mike Radio. Yes, sir. Now, we got a special guest tonight, Miss Nadia Brooklyn, PR extraordinaire. She's on the line right now. But first, I want to introduce y'all to the co-host, Mr. Hype Mike himself, LC. Where you at?
Hey, what it do, what it do, what it do. I'm in here, I'm in here. Let's get this thing started.
That's what's up. So what we're going to do is go ahead and cue Nadia in. Miss Brooklyn.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
What's up?
Superstar.
Wait. Thank you guys for the invite. I really appreciate it.
Big
fan, big fan. Yeah, that's a good move. page and seen who you were and just followed on Facebook and social media. They, like, going crazy, you know, over your skills. Like, everyone's really bragging about, okay, you need to, you know what I'm saying, really, really mess with Miss Brooklyn. So I want to let the people know what it is that you do and some of the people that you work with in the industry.
Okay. So, as you guys know, I'm a publicist. I'm also a social media manager and strategist. Some of the people that I have worked with in the music industry is I had Johnny Blaze from Love & Hip Hop last year. I work with currently DJ VIP, which is Nipsey Hussle's official DJ. And then I work with Kia B. She was on a show called Last Squad Standing on Oxygen last year. And one of my current clients also is Lucinda Cross, and she was on Queen Cross on Centric a few months ago. And King T, legendary King T, is also my client as well. Hello?
Okay, so it's a long list of people, you know, and it's evident that the skills are there. You know, and like I said, social media is going crazy right now, you know,
yeah,
over your skills. And I just appreciate you coming to the show. What advice would you give? Yeah, like, we appreciate that most definitely. Now, just getting into, like, the unsigned artists and you know, the entertainers out there, what type of advice would you give them, you know, just starting out and trying to, you know, get signed and get discovered and everything?
Well, I tell people, before you try to go look for any type of deals or anything like that or sign any contracts, I tell people to always build their fan base, because without your fans, you are nobody. Without you getting that support of people knowing who you are, purchasing your music, at the end of the day, you are nobody. You know, being an artist is just like a business. If you don't please your customers, you don't have a business. And that's the way you have to look at it, especially in the entertainment business. I know a lot of people, a lot of indie artists, they still don't realize, you know, building how important it is to build that fan base. When you're making music and you don't have a fan base, who are you making it for? Your friends? Your family?
Right.
All of them put together is about, what, 20 people? And you're trying to go global, right? So you need to make sure that you're reaching people in the masses. So stay up on your social media, connect with your social media audience, engage with them, talk to them, see what type of music they like, see what drives them, you know, what they want to listen to. It's all about your fans at the end of the day, just like any business. It's all about the customer.
Exactly. I definitely agree with that. Now, as far as branding is concerned, you know, what is, you know, the proper way to actually put the stuff out there, you know, as far as a artist is concerned, or even a manager? You got some managers out there that's representing artists as well, you know, and with the branding situation, it's like a totally different ball game, you know. So what are your advice on that?
Well, when it comes to branding, you want to make sure that you're very consistent across the board. No matter what you do, like for example, you know, I'm gonna talk more like about social media. Let's say for branding wise, let's say that your logo is purple and pink. You want to make sure that you have everything around your business, your website, maybe even the color clothes you wear, maybe the hairstyle you wear might want to be purple and pink. That's a part of branding, because I know that if you wear purple and pink, I know, oh, that's Nadia. She always wears purple and pink. Her website is purple and pink. Her social media sites are purple and pink. She drives a purple and pink car. So when it comes to branding, you have to be very consistent on everything you do. Branding is how you talk. It's what you wear. It's what you say to people. Your brand speaks for you when you aren't present in the room. When you see a Coca-Cola symbol, you know that's Coca-Cola. Or you see any colors that look like Coca-Cola, oh, they got that from Coca-Cola. Why? Because Coca-Cola has a brand, and that everybody knows it.
Well, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
what motivated you to go so hard? I think the listeners would love to know what motivated you to go so hard and to stay on track and just strive hard and, you know, do what you're doing now.
What motivated me to go hard? I'll say one would be, like, just doing the things that I like to do. You know, I don't like to hear the word no or anything like that. So what motivates you to go hard is, like, when I do hear no, that's grounds for me to say, oh, okay, you told me no. All right, I got you. You know, give me another month or two. And I'm going to make sure that you come knocking on my door. You know, so that's really what motivates me. I don't have the same story as everyone else. I can't tell you that, oh, you know, I came from a poor family. I can't say, oh, I lived in poverty, because I didn't. I don't have the same story as everyone else. When I do stuff, it's for me. You know, I want to succeed.
Exactly. But, you know, for all the listeners out there, even though you come from whatever kind of background you come from, just remain focused, and you can have these same goals and reach these, achieve these same dreams as everyone else.
Of course.
You know, you just got to work hard, and, you know, just listen to it, because really she's saying, like, real life facts. You know, you are your brand, and
right.
You can't, you know, go in no one, even if you want a restaurant or any type of business, you can't have rinky-dink stuff, because people are going to look at you like you're unprofessional. So you got to carry yourself
right.
to a high standard. And so
you do.
So, you know, that was well said, if I do say so myself.
Right. You have to
so what's next for you?
Know what ticks you. You have to know what's your end goal. What are you working towards? You know, I don't have any kids, so I'm not working for my kids or a child, because I don't have that. But that's not why I tick. That's not why I go so hard.
Exactly.
You know, so you have to find out what, you know, you might have a sick grandmother, and you want to make sure that you know, that you go so hard that way, because, so you want to return, and you want to please her. You want to make sure that your grandma, before she leaves the earth, you might want to be, you know what, grandma, I'm going to make sure that I become successful, because you told me that you want me to become successful, and I'm going to do exactly what you told me to do.
Exactly. So what's next for you?
So for me, I'm working on trying to get on a few reality shows. I have some connections with, you know, some producers for a few of these shows out here, popular ones that you guys watch. So I'm going to try to ease into that lane.
Disclose that type of information yet on which?
Yeah,
ones
not right
that
now.
Look out for?
But yeah, not right now. But you guys,
okay,
so I'm making that
you.
A goal. By the end of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a must watch. That's a must watch.
Yeah. Gotta stay busy.
So do you think you will be ready for, like, the reality show type theme or something like that?
I will. I'm always ready. They say, you know, stay ready and never have to get ready. And I'm ready at any moment. I actually have, funny thing about it, is I actually was going to have a cameo in a reality TV show recently that I know that everybody watches. I end up missing the call, and they had to give that part away to somebody else. I had that in the bag. I just need to answer my phone for them to come down here, and let's get this ball rolling. I missed my phone call for about 10 minutes off. If I didn't wait while I was next to my phone, then I would have had that cameo. So like you say, I'm always ready for opportunity, you know. I place myself in positions, make sure that I am ready at any time.
Now, I like what you said. You said if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. You hear me?
You don't got to get ready.
That.
That's the thing. People don't stay ready. You need to put yourself in a position that you're always ready. If somebody were to sign you right now, if somebody said, you know what, today is the 13th, you know, Thursday 13th, like, I'm going to sign you. Like, are you ready? Like, have you put yourself in that position? Are you ready? Are you ready to rock? Do you have your materials? Do you have everything you need to do? Like, do you have your followers up? And it's small things like that when I say get ready.
Exactly. I'm definitely feeling that. That's some dope advice. I know.
Right.
I'm most definitely out. Up next, we got No Problems, that boy Chance the Rapper. We're going to talk more with Miss Nadia Brooklyn. Y'all keep it locked. It's Hype Mike Radio. Let's go.
You don't want 0 pounds, big fella.
Yup. If one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dreadhead niggas in your lobby. Never sweet out. My shooters come for free. So
if one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread niggas in your lobby.
You don't want no problem, want no problem with me.
Yeah. around my city doing front flips. When every father may a rapper jump ship. I guess that's why they call it where I stay. Clean up the streets so my daughter can have somewhere to play. I'm the blueprint to a real man. Some of these niggas talk they tassel for a deal, man. I ain't going to hell or the hill, man. For my real fans. I got caught up with a little van. Can't stop me, but it slowed me, though. Yeah, nigga famous, you don't know me, though. But every DJ still play me, though. Them, I don't even need the radio. My new shit sound like a rodeo. Got an old folks dancing the do-si-do. Till so they fuck around, sign me to OVO. Ooh, I just might share my next one with Keith. Got the industry in disbelief. They be asking for a beat. This what it sound like when God split an atom with me. I even had Steve giving out apples for free.
They was talking, ooh, this is what the best. City so damn great, I feel like Alexander. Wear your halo like a hat, that's like the latest fashion. I got angels all around me, they keep me surrounded.
Who is doing, who the fuck is doing, who is them? All of a sudden, who after them? You can't touch me, nah, 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 nah. I got angels. I got angels. I ain't changed my number since the 7th grade. This from my day one, 10 years, 7 days. A week, niggas never tired on the Kevin Gates. And if they rest in peace, they bunny hop in heaven's gate. It's too many young angels on the south side. Gotta check and let our grandmamas outside. You gon' make me take the campus way downtown. You gon' make me turn my BM to my house wide. I just got a growth spurt. It just took so long, my tippy toes turn. You can keep the nose ring. I don't have to soul search. I'm still at my old church. Only ever sold merch. Grandma say I'm kosher. Mama say I'm kosher. DCI 107.5, Angel going live. Power 92, Angel juke, Angel going juke. DCI 107.5, going live. Power 92, Angel going juke, juke, juke.
Talking woo, this is what the best. City so damn great, I feel like Alexander. Wear your halo like a hat, that's like the latest fashion. I got angels all around me, they keep me surrounded.
That's what's up. That's a good thing right there, girl. I'm sorry about that, but what I was asking was, what are some of the, like, obstacles you went through as a female in this industry, you know, trying to get where you are today?
Man, where do I start? Okay, y'all got like 2 hours on the show. Okay, so first got into the industry. I'm trying to make it short. When I first got into the music industry, it was about 5 years ago. I did an internship for a smaller company out where I live, and I started off, entertainment industry, entertainment PR. So I started working with, independent artists, around the local area. So a lot of them already had, been in the music industry for, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, still there to this day because they don't have me. But I used to get talked down a lot that, you can't do this, you can't do that. You listen to me. I've been in the music industry longer than you have. My word is better than your word. I want it this way. I want this now. And I remember there were times where I used to run into, I'll be at, at a club or whatever, and I did celebrity bookings as well, and, a lot of the local artists are also at the club, too, for performances, and I remember running to the bathroom plenty of times and crying in the stall because I'm like, this artist just went off on me. They cursed me out. They told me I wasn't nothing. I would never be anything, and I need to listen to them. And I told the person I was doing an internship with, I told her things going on. A lot of them, she already had a bond with, so she let them know, look, this is my intern. You cannot be talking to her that way. If you have any issues, make sure you come to me, not her, because she's helping me out with your project. That was one obstacle. Being a female in this industry, this is a male-dominated industry.
men don't like taking orders from women. Point blank, period. I'm going to say that right now.
Wow.
I have learned, you know, in the past 5 years, I have learned that you have to have thick skin in this industry. And that doesn't just go for females. That goes for being in this industry regardless. If you're a manager, if you're a booking agent, if you're a publicist, or, you know, if you're a stylist, you have to have very thick skin in this industry. And if you do not have that, you will not survive.
You hear that? For all the people that's listening, do you hear that? Fellas, you cannot be biased towards females, period. You cannot be biased towards females, period. Period.
And people need to know that a lot of women run this industry now. Like, this is 2017. A lot has changed. You know, there's women behind 2 Chainz. There's women publicists behind Chris Brown. So you're saying that women can't do this or women cannot dominate? Look at these very successful artists right now that we all know, you know, that are A-list, B-list celebrities. There are women behind them, whether they're a stylist, whether they're their managers or their publicists or whatever else they may be. Even, you know, their booking agents, booking managers. There are women out here now that are running this industry. Times have definitely changed. And I think about it. I've only been in the industry for 5 years, and I see the most. You know, working behind the scenes, I've seen the most. So, yeah, times have definitely changed.
I have a question.
Well,
for everyone whom you work with, what particular artist / entertainer that you would say that you had the most over-the-top experience with when it comes down to, you know, knowing your way around the industry, getting to know things better, and, you know, learning a lot of things. Which artist would you say, or is you at liberty to say, that you work with and just had that over-the-top experience with?
Over-the-top meaning a good experience, correct?
Yes, exactly.
I think I've had the best experience working with DJ VIP, only because he's very knowledgeable in the industry. He knows exactly what he wants. He knows the industry very well. So that's why that was probably like the best entertainment client that I've ever had. Like, not to say that all my other clients were bad. That's not the case. But particularly this one, because he's been in the industry for years, and he knows the industry. And if you know the industry, you know things not to do, you know things to do, you know how to navigate, you know what to say, you know what you want. And that has to be the most important thing, is knowing exactly what you want in this industry. Because a lot of people get in this industry, and they see, oh, big chains, and they see Range Rovers, and that's not the case. You know, there's still work that you have to put in before you get that. It's not given to you, it's earned.
Yeah.
And even after you know that it's earned, a lot of stuff is not real. When you see people with 8 Chainz, a lot of that is rented. A lot of that is not owned. I know. I work with celebrities as well. A lot of it does not belong to them. Those are advanced pay loans that they get for signing with a label. So at the end of the day, if something goes wrong, they have to get that shit back.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely appreciate you coming in to the show. Shout out to Nadia Brookman. We appreciate
you guys.
At Hype Mike Radio, we are going to continue to push your brand. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
The true definition of a female boss. I give it to you. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anytime,
like, you guys. Shout outs or your website or anything like that. You want to let them?
You guys, it's easy to find me. I'm Nadia Worsley on all social networks. So that's on Twitter, Instagram, that's on Facebook. My email is info@nadiaworsley.com, just in case you're trying to get in contact with me. But it's easy to find me.
Hey, y'all already know what it is, and y'all know I'm going to go ahead and light up her social networks, her website, and everything. My radio fan page as well, man. We appreciate you stopping by. Much love
Thank
to you.
Thank you so much. Enjoy talking to you guys.
Thank you so much. Now, y'all, we got a chance to wrap up. Next, keep it locked. Mike Radio, let's go.
angels.
Nah, nah, nah.
I got my city doing front flips when every father may a rapper jump ship. I guess that's why they call it where I stay. Clean up the streets so my daughter can have somewhere to play. I'm the blueprint to a real man. Some of these niggas talk they tassel for a deal, man. I ain't going to hell or the hill, man. For my real fans. I got caught up with a little van. Can't stop me, but it slowed me, though. Yeah, nigga famous, you don't know me, though. But their DJ still play me, though. Them, I don't even need the radio. Some new shit sound like a rodeo. Got an old folks dancing the do-si-do. So they fuck around, find me the OVO. Ooh, I just might share my next one with Keith. Got the industry in disbelief. They be asking for beef. This what it sound like when God split an atom with me. I even had Steve giving out apples for free.
They was talking, ooh, this is what the best. City so damn great, I feel like Alexander. Wear your halo like a hat, that's like the latest fashion. I got angels all around me, they keep me surrounded.
Who is you and who the fuck is you and who is them? All of a sudden, who after them? You can't touch me, nah, 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 nah. I got angels. I got angels. I ain't changed my number since the 7th grade. This from my day one, 10 years, 7 days. A week niggas never tied on the Kevin Gates. And if they rest in peace, they bunny hop in heaven's gate. It's too many young angels on the south side. Gotta check and let our grandmamas outside. You gon' make me take the campus way downtown. You gon' make me turn my BM to my house wide. It can sit on my tippy toes turn. You can keep the nose ring. I don't have to soul search. I'm still at my old church. Only ever sold merch. Grandma say I'm kosher. Mama say I'm kosher. DCI 107.5. Angel going live. Power 92. Angel Juke. Angel gone juke. DCI 107.5. Going live. Power 92. Angel going juke. Juke. Juke.
Talking woo. This is what the best. City so damn red. I feel like Alexander. Wear your halo like a hat, that's like the latest fashion. I got angels all around me, they keep me surrounded. I'm the best.
You can't touch me, nah, 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 nah. I got angels. I got angels.
Napa Guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.